Let's begin by turning to a few verses of Scripture.
我们翻开几处的圣经。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Beginning of verse 1.
第一节开始。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the requirement of the law might now be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。律法既因肉体软弱，有所不能行的。 神就差遣自己的儿子成为肉身的形状，做赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。And
let's turn to that familiar prayer of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3.
我们再翻到以弗所书第三章，我们很熟悉保罗的祷告。
Just a few verses from 14.
第三章14节开始。
For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name, that He would grant to you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上各家都是从他得名。求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。And
then the first few verses of Colossians chapter 3.
我们再翻到哥罗西书三章的前面几节。
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那个有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。Let's
pray.
我们祷告。
Oh, Father, we're so thankful for hymns that speak of the desires of our heart.
For 我们谢谢你借着诗歌把我们心中的爱慕唱出来。
We all want Jesus only, Jesus ever.
我们只要说唯有耶稣，永远耶稣。If
your Spirit will help us this hour,
你的灵这个时刻要帮助我们。
Then we will understand how to move in that direction, everything in Christ.
使我们知道我们能够向着这个方向，一切都在基督里。
Just from the few words we have heard, we desire to live the Christ life.
我们听过的这些的话，我们实在愿意活出基督的生命。
So reveal this way upward to us.
向我们显明你自己。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, we've had many messages given to us already.
我们已经听了许多的信息。
I began by trying to contrast the difference between the Christian life, which is the outward form of things as we know it, and the Christ life, the source of life.
我一开始用一个对比, 就是基督徒外面宗教的生活, 跟基督的生命。
We have seen throughout church history that whenever God has recovered His church in a living way, new wine was poured out.
我们看到教会的历史, 每一次当圣灵在这里做工的时候, 有新酒倒出来。
And this new wine reshaped a wineskin that was reformed, that was recovered of more life and truth.
这个新酒就形成了酒囊的样式, 让更多的真理与生命给恢复过来。
But inevitably with time, the saints lose connection with the Christ life, and they end up with a wineskin.
但是很难避免的, 当经过一些的年日, 圣徒们就失去了那个新酒, 而只留在外面的酒囊的形状里面。
As an example, how many of you have heard of Count Zinzendorf? You all know him?
有多少人听过辛辛多夫这个弟兄呢?
Are you part of his royal family?
你是不是在他这个贵族的家庭里面出生呢?
He was a duke in Germany in the 18th century.
他在18世纪在德国是一个贵族。
And through him and some saints who were gathering together, a Moravian revival began.
接着他在那里兴起了莫里维亚的复兴运动。
God poured out his new wine upon these 300 people.
神把新酒倒进这300个弟兄姊妹的身上。
They spoke German, they spoke Polish, they spoke French, they spoke Italian.
这些弟兄们他们是说德文、说波兰文、说意大利文的这些不同的弟兄们。
They were basically Protestant Christian refugees from various countries that were persecuting Christians.
他们是从各国来这里逃难的被逼迫的基督徒。
But when the Spirit poured out, God melted them into one group of what they called United Brethren.
圣灵倾倒在他们当中，他们就给融成一批，成为联合弟兄会。
And so they formed the new wineskin.
所以他们在那里也形成了一个新的酒囊。
Which had two very interesting features.
但里面有两个特点。
Well, three.
或者三个点。
One.
一个。
They insisted that all Christians, whatever your background, have the assurance of your salvation.
他们头一点就是说，不管你的背景如何，你们对于你们个人的得救都是那样有确据的。So
to them it wasn't enough that you were converted or that you were baptized in the Lutheran church. Your spirit needed to witness with the Holy Spirit that you were a child of God, born again.
他们不管你是悟德会受过浸，从怎么样的人，但是你一定要有确据。
So when John Wesley, a young minister, met the Moravians, that's the first question they said, well, you're a Christian minister, but are you sure of your salvation? And John said, no.
当约翰卫斯理遇到他们的时候，他们就问，你虽然是个传道人，你有没有把握你得救呢？
So John went to one of their Moravian meetings, and while they were meeting, his heart was strangely warmed, and he said, I am. I'm born again.
所以约翰卫斯理就参加了他们一个的聚会，他心里面就有火热的感觉。他说：“我是得救了，我主的生命在我里面。”Now
that was 1735.
那是1735年。Even
today, Moravians greet each other and say, "Are you sure of your salvation?"
当如今莫里维亚的弟兄们见面的时候，他们还问：“你确实得救了吗？”
The second thing they did was they felt a burden for the sinners all over the world, and they began a prayer meeting.
第二个特点，他们对全世界人的灵魂，得救的问题，他们热心，他们为他们开始了一个祷告。Now,
you know, there's some churches, even here in the United States, and I know in the Far East, that pray 24/7.
我们知道在美国或者在远东也有弟兄姊妹他们 24小时每天不断的祷告。
Now sometimes it may just be the janitor of the building and he's asleep from 3 to 5.
可能就是晚上扫地的那个清洁工人，他晚上3点到5点已经睡着了的，在那里祷告。
But the Moravians built a little building, a little hut, and they began to pray 24/7 for 100 years.
摩里维亚的弟兄们，他们在那个祷告的小房间里面，他们不断的24小时的祷告，维持了100年。
And after 100 years, when they stopped,
当他们停下来
，the brethren movement began.
弟兄运动就接上去。
That's two things they did.
这是两点他们做
的。The third thing they did was very German.
第三点他们做的是非常德国化的。
Now you can tell I'm a German.
你可以看这个是一个德国佬。
Now Germans like bands with brass instruments. Bop 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 bop.
德国人喜欢乐队，在那里有这种的声音。
So in many Moravian churches, they don't have an organ and a piano so much, but they always have a brass band.
在德国的聚会，他们不一定有钢琴或者风琴，但他们有一个乐队，有一个铜的锣在那里。
Now the Germans write long hymns with 10 verses.
德国人写的诗歌非常长，有十几节的。
It's easy to fall asleep unless you have a brass band.
如果你没有这么响的乐队呢，你很容易睡着了。
They love to sing those songs like A mighty fortress, boom, ba, ba, boom.
他们的唱诗是这样的。
During these Christmas days this year,
今年在圣诞节的时候
a few brothers and sisters who live in Manhattan moved right across the street from a Moravian church.
有几个弟兄他们就搬到一个地方对面呢是摩里维亚的一个聚会。
And they mentioned it to me. I said, well, have you ever gone there?
他就问你们去过没有呢
？So he said, no. I said, well, you should go, especially Christmas time. They sing Christmas carols and umpa. They have the band.
他说你们应该去看看他们，特别是圣诞节的时候，他们那里唱这些圣诞歌。
Now they went there, and what did they find?
他们去的那里找到什么呢
？There was the Moravian Church.
那里有一个摩里维亚的教会。
That's the wineskin.
那是那个酒囊。
They had the umpa band.
他们在那里有那个乐队。
That's the wineskin.
那也是酒囊。
But not the prayer.
但是已经没有祷告了。
Nor do they ask one another, are you sure of your salvation?
也没有再问你得救了没有。
Now this has become a tradition in Moravian churches, this kind of meeting.
这样的聚会在摩里维亚的弟兄们是他们聚会的传统样式。
They love to put on, have big choirs and put on musical performances, even more than maybe they love praying.
他们喜欢有大的诗班，喜欢这样的音乐，但好像已经没有那么喜欢祷告。
Now this is what happens with churches over history.
这是讲到历史当中的教会。
They lose the new wine.
他们失去了新酒。
But they still have a wineskin.
但他们仍然有那个酒囊。
Now what does the Lord do about that?
那主怎么做呢？
He looks to and fro across the earth.
他在地上遍地来寻找。
Where are some people who want the Lord Jesus in their life?
哪里有一些人他们愿意得着耶稣的生命？
Can he find some Christians who are dissatisfied? Because they want more of Christ.
他们主有没有找到一些基督徒？他们不满意，他们要得到更多的基督。
Now when he finds such people,
当主找到这样的人
，he pours out his wine in such a way that often it breaks the old wineskin.
他就把新酒倒进去，多少时候就爆破了那个酒囊。
But whenever that outward vessel is broken, then the glory of Jesus can be seen in His people.
当这个外面的形式来给破碎的时候，基督就涌流出来。
Well, now here we are meeting.
今天我们聚在这里。
Now we got this nice wineskin here.
我们在这个有一个很好的酒囊。
And we're all gathered together from various churches.
我们从不同的聚会来到这里。
Now the Lord's looking down.
主看着我们。
Now what does He see?
看见什么呢
You think he cares very much about this building?
你以为主很喜欢这个建筑物吗?
No, but he's looking for hearts.
他在这里寻找人的心。
There's a famous Danish Christian philosopher named Kierkegaard.
有一个丹麦很出名的基督徒, 他叫做Kierkegaard。
He says, we Christians are in the wrong position.
他说我们基督徒呢, 是站错了地方。
We sit in the congregation,
我们坐在这个会众的当中,
and we listen and judge what's going on.
我们在这里听, 我们在这里也批判这些周围发生的事情。
Now the preacher tries to preach the word of God,
传道人要讲神的话,
and hopefully,
希望他讲的,
God is in the wings prompting him when he forgets what to say.
神在那阁楼上那里提醒他, 如果他忘了要讲什么,
this is what we think.
这是我们想的。
Kierkegaard says, no, 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 we're all wrong.
这个丹麦弟兄说不是这样。
God today sits in the audience.
神今天坐在下面。
You are on stage.
你们是在台上。
And maybe our brother and myself are in the wings, prompting you.
或者我们在上面来提醒你们。
You're the show.
你是那个真正的主角。
You're what the Lord's interested in.
神实在是看重你们。
Now may the Lord come and sit among us.
愿意主真是来坐在我们当中。
Visit his church as he does in the book of Revelation.
好像在启示录里面, 他在教会当中行走。
Now we're talking about a very precious thing, this Christian life.
我们讲到这个这么宝贵的基督徒的生活。
We are to live in Christ.
我们要活在基督里面。
That's always our starting place.
这是我们的起点。
You're hid in Christ.
你们是藏在主里面。
Your life is in Christ.
我们的生命与他一同藏在基督里面。
You're sanctified in Christ.
我们在基督里面, 我们成圣。
There's grace in Christ.
在基督里面我们得着恩典。
We must step by faith into Christ, our life.
我们要站在基督里面，我们凭着信心。
When we do that,
当我们这样行的时候,
when we consecrate our lives before the Lord,
当我们在主面前把自己完全奉献给他,
there is a response from the Lord.
在主那里有一个回应。
It's an inward response.
是一个从里面出来的回应。
Christ in us.
基督在我们里面。
He begins to live.
他在我们里面就活。
Speak.
说话。
Direct.
指引,
set us free.
释放我们。
We want to be free as Christians.
我们基督徒, 我们愿意得自由。
What is the Bible definition of being free as a Christian?
圣经里面说, 基督徒能够得释放, 得自由的定义是什么呢?
There's only one real freedom.
在那里只有一个真正的自由。
It's not playing video games all day long.
不是整天在那里玩电子游戏。
How many of you have done that?
有多少人你们整天玩电子游戏?
Then you couldn't use your thumbs for a couple of days.
然后你这个手指都不能动了。
Some say people are freedom, oh, just to sleep all day long.
有人说我自由了，我可以整天什么都不做，睡大觉。
So some of you came here intending to sleep all weekend.
有人来到这里，这个整周末就要在这个睡觉。
But sleeping only gives you a headache.
你知道睡得太多你会头痛的。
Video games only give you bad fingers.
你整天玩游戏呢，叫你的手指都痛的。
What's real freedom?
真正的自由是什么?
Real freedom is when a Christian can serve the Lord unhindered.
真正的自由乃是基督徒能够没有受拦阻地侍奉神。
Who was free on this earth? You must look at Jesus.
谁在地上是真正自由的人，你要看耶稣。
He served his Father unhindered.
他在地上侍奉他的父神，没有任何的拦阻。
Didn't matter if he just had two fish. It was unhindered feeding of a multitude.
不管只有两条鱼, 但是他可以没有限制地供应所有的人。
Because Jesus lived in the Father, and the Father lived in him.
因为耶稣住在父里面，父在他里面。
Now we were created with this same intention.
我们是为了这一个目的而被造的。
That we should live in Christ by his grace.
我们要住在 靠着他的恩典住在基督里面。
And then by his life experiencing the freedom of serving our Lord.
因着他给我们的生命，我们能够享用自由的侍奉他。
So we read a verse like Galatians.
我们读
And chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章。
The first half of the verse every Christian agrees with, the second half is tougher.
基督加拉太书第五章头一半呢大家都同意，后面呢大家觉得是有困难的。
In verse 13,
第五章第十三节加拉太书
Galatians 5,
加拉太书五章十三节
For you were called to freedom, brethren.
弟兄们你们蒙召是要得自由。
Amen?
Amen.
You're called to freedom.
你们是蒙召要得自由。
Now keeping your freedom, aha!
哦你们要真是保守在自由的当中。
Do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another.
只要不可将你们的自由当作放纵求欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
Now there is freedom. Through love, serve one another.
在这里真正的自由乃是用爱心互相服侍。
This is the freedom of the Christ life.
这是基督生命的自由。
Last time we tried to introduce the role of our Father in heaven in this Christ life.
上一次我们要讲到我们的天父在我们经历基督生命事情上所扮演的角色。
Now Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is God over all, throughout the whole earth, omnipresent, everywhere.
父子圣灵是这位三一的神，他在全地无所不在的地。
But we see in John chapter 14 that both the Father, the Son, and the Spirit have a role in our inner life to produce life.
我们在约翰十四章里面看到父子圣灵，他们都有叫我们得基督生命的。这个事情上扮演重要的角色。
The Father's relationship to us inwardly is love.
父在我们里面那个关系是讲到父的爱。
And when we get saved,
当我们得救的时候
our first experience of love is forgiveness.
当我们首先经历的爱乃是得赦免。
And the second experience of love makes us cry out, Abba.
第二个我们经历了他的爱是使我们能够呼叫他做阿爸父。
How deep the Father's love for us.
父的爱是多么的深对我们。
And so we spoke about the John chapter 15 and abiding in the vine.
当我们讲到约翰十五章葡萄树与枝子的关系。
And although this was speaking about Jesus, you see the Father's love there, pruning us, keeping us, making us friends.
你讲到父的爱在那里修剪我们，在那里保守我们，叫我们成为他的朋友。
It's the perfect, indwelling love of God that casts out all fear from your life.
乃是神的爱在我们的里面叫我们能够没有任何的畏惧。
Now, I've noticed you while I've been here.
我知道你们都有这样的经历。
All of you need a psychiatrist.
你们都需要一个看心理医生。
I recommend the Heavenly Father.
我介绍你们去看我们的天父。
What are you so afraid about?
你们怕什么？
In the body life, why are you so afraid to ask for a song, pray a prayer?
在聚会生活里面，你为什么怕出口祷告提诗歌呢？
His perfect love will set you free.
他那全备的爱叫你们得释放。
Father loves us within.
父从我们里面叫我们感觉到他的爱。
Now, today we want to move a little further and look at Jesus within us. And this is the relational side of God's life for us.
今天我们愿意看看基督在我们生命里面所做的工。这个是里面的关系。
Now, how much do you want to get to know the Father?
你要认识我们的天父，认识多少呢？
Well, you'll have to find and discover him through Christ.
你要借着耶稣基督才能够
In the relationship department, it's Jesus who mediates God to us.
如果你讲到我们与神的关系是要借着耶稣这位中保我们才认识他。
And then tomorrow, God willing,
明天早上主要愿意的话,
we want to talk about the Holy Spirit's relationship to that inner life as the functionary for us.
我们要看到在我们讲到与神的关系的时候我们看到圣灵如何的在那里尽具体的功用。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
父、子、圣灵。
Love, relationship, function.
爱, 实际的关系跟具体的功用。
Alright. Now, we have talked about this Christ life. How many of you want to live it?
我们讲到基督的生命有多少人愿意活在其中?
Ah, good. Good show of hands. Let's sing one more verse, see if we get more hands.
我再讲一件圣经,希望你们更多人举手。
Alright, now how many of you are now living the Christ life?
有多少人你们现在活在基督的生命里面?
Let's see, two hands, three hands, and a pen has gone up.
三个人有一支笔举起来。
Well listen, this is very important.
这是非常的重要。
The objective fact of our salvation is everyone here lives in Christ, and Christ lives in you.
主观的真理乃是告诉我们每个人都活在基督里基督也在我们里面。
You cannot say that anybody here is not living the Christ life.
你不能够说, 每一个人都实在活在基督生命里面。
Because this was obtained for us by his salvation.
因为每个人都应该是活在基督里面, 因为这是救恩。
And now we have been put into Christ.
现在我们已经给放在基督里。
We've been made a new creation.
我们是成为新造。
And Christ dwells in us.
基督住在我们里面。
We read Paul's prayer.
我们读保罗的祷告。
I'm praying to God.
我向我在父面前屈膝。
That you would be strengthened by the Spirit in your inner man.
借着他的灵叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
So that Christ can dwell in your hearts by faith.
是基督因着你们的信住在你们心里。
Now this is the right, the truth of the salvation of everyone who's a believer.
这是每一个信主的人你们得救恩实际的真实的事情。
But we are talking this weekend about the experience of this.
但是这个周末我们要谈到如何的经历到这个真理。
There's a difference between our position, as it were, by faith, and our experience.
这里讲到我们在信心里面的地位跟我们的经历是有不同的。
Positionally, we might say we're always under the blood of Jesus Christ.
在地位上我们永远都是在主宝血的遮盖底下。
But experientially, if we sin, we need to confess our sins in order for the blood of Jesus Christ to make clear up our lives from sin.
但是从经历的角度来讲,如果我们犯罪,我们要求主的宝血再洁净我们。
Now today, across the United States, there's a new kind of church besides the prosperity church. I leave that with Jonathan.
今天在全美国除了有这个成功神学的教会以外,还有另外一个教会的运动。
Now this church uses some wonderful words. They say, we are the grace church.
他们用一个很美好的名词说,我们叫做恩典的教会。
We're saved by grace.
我们是因着恩典而得救。
Now is that true?
这是真的吗?
Amen.
阿们,这是真实的。
But basically what they say is, no matter what we do, God loves us and forgives us.
他们真正要讲的是, 不管我们干什么,神都有恩典,神都饶恕我们。
The Grace Church is known because the people are not pursuing holiness. They're pursuing their own carnal desires.
恩典教会,他们出名的地方就是他们不是在那里寻求圣洁,而且他们在那里要满足自己的情欲。
Now, if they've been saved by grace, they're saved by grace.
是蒙恩典,他们就是说我们蒙恩了嘛。
But don't be fooled, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,你不要给弄迷惑。
You only experience grace in Christ Jesus.
你只能够在基督耶稣里才经历到恩典。
That is based on you laying claim to Jesus by faith and standing in Christ.
这是因着你相信耶稣，接受耶稣做你的救主，你站在他里面，靠着他的恩典。
Your dwelling place is Christ.
你的居处乃是基督。
Your address is Christ.
你的地址是基督。
So, high school students, when you apply for college and they ask your address, just put in Christ.
哦，有没有这些申请大学的高中生，当你们申请大学说你的地址，你说在基督里。
Now, my wife and I have been married 51 years.
我跟我的太太，我们结婚结了51年。
And now we're being called upon to move for the 21st time in our married life.
现在在我们婚姻的生活里面，我们第二十一次要搬家了，又要。
Boy, I hate the thought of moving again.
啊，我实在讲起搬家我就头痛。
But actually, it's okay because my address has never changed.
但是没有问题，我地址从来没有改过。
And we live in Christ.
我们住在基督里面。
And I'll guarantee you.
我保证你们。
If you live in Christ.
如果你住在基督里。
You can taste His grace.
你能够尝到他的恩典。
There's many Christians who claim to be Christians, but they're not living in Christ.
但是。
And their lives are not full of grace.
很多基督徒他们说他们是信耶稣的，但是他们的地址不在基督里面，他们就没有恩典。
So now when we're talking about the Christ life, we're talking about a subjective experience.
当我们讲到基督的生命的时候，我们在这里讲到一个主观的经历。
As we defined it, we live in Christ, Christ lives in us.
好像基督，我们讲到基督在我们里面，我们在基督里面。
Now,The only way we'll experience the reality of the Christ life is through the cross.
唯一我们能够经历到基督生命的实际，那条路乃是十字架的道路。
Now there are Christian mystics who sing that song, breathing, 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 breathing.
在基督徒一些奥秘派，他们在那里唱呼吸入吸入吸入。
They think they can breathe out sin and they can breathe in Jesus.
他们在那里呼出他们的罪物，吸入基督。
Now that's a great song, but it's a borderline song.
这是一个很好的诗歌，但是这个诗歌是有一点灰色地带的。
What does it really mean by breathing?
什么叫做吸入？
It means taking a stand of faith.
乃是用站在信心的地位上。
We come and stand in Christ.
我们来站在基督里。
And we say, Lord, I stand in you as my anointing. Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
我站在你的里面，你的恩膏，你的圣灵充满我。
But some people actually think he can go, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Breathe in. Okay, there he is.
哦，有人说我要被圣灵充满，我就吸入。
Oh, honey, I'm sorry, I got mad at you. There it goes.
哦，你对你的太太说，哎呀，我这个得罪了你，我就呼出。
Dear brothers and sisters, you are filled with Christ through Christ crucified, and your sins are thrown away through Christ crucified.
弟兄姊妹，我们的罪得赦免，我们能够脱离这些的罪恶，是因着耶稣基督钉十字架。
Now, so now Paul especially talks about how to get to Christ life.
保罗特别讲到怎么样活进基督的生命。
For to me to live is Christ.
因为活着就是基督。
Now, how do we get there?
我们怎么能够达到那个光景？
Because Paul, as he writes to the various Christians in the Bible,
因为保罗在圣经里面向这些基督徒们讲话的时候
talks about this work of the cross that must take place for them to fully enter in.
叫他们说借着十字架的工作他们才能够真正的进入。
Now, let's look in 1 Corinthians just to notice something.
我们翻开哥林多前书我们看一下。
Now, Paul wants all the Corinthians to live the Christ life.
保罗愿意哥林多所有的人都活出一个基督的生命。
But some of the Corinthians were not there.
但是有一些哥林多的弟兄姊妹还没有达到那个地步。
And so Paul came and preached to them Christ crucified to bring them into the Christ life.
所以保罗对他们讲基督并他 钉十字架，把他们带进基督的生命里面。
Now we read these familiar verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们读哥林多前书第三章我们很熟悉的话。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to babes in Christ.
第一节，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
Now I gave you milk to drink, not solid food. You were not able to receive it. Indeed, even now you're not yet able, for you're still fleshly. For since there's jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly and are you not walking like mere men?
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能吃。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有妒忌纷争，这岂不是属肉体照着世人的样子行吗？
Now these Corinthians are Christians, been saved by grace.
这些哥林多人，他们是基督徒，他们是蒙恩的人。
But they're baby Christians.
但是他们是婴孩。
And because they're babies,
因为他们是婴孩，
they only have that two-dimensional view that we have been talking about.
他们只有这个二度空间的认识。
They only see things outwardly.
他们只是看到外面。
And they're fighting.
而他们在彼此的争闹。
Because some people like the preacher.Who's tall and handsome?
Oh, 就有人喜欢那个这个高帅的传道人。
Now who was that?
那是谁啊
？Apollos.
那是这个亚波罗。
Apollos, tall, handsome Grecian guy.
亚波罗是又高又帅。
Now some people like Peter.
有人喜欢彼得。
He smelled fishy.
他这个有这个鱼腥味。
But he told jokes and he had big heart. They like, oh, I like Peter.
他在那里很会讲幽默的话，他有一个很宽广的心。
Now, not too many people like Paul.
不是很多人喜欢保罗。
He was a little bald guy.
因为他是一个矮的人。
He had a high squeaky voice.
他那个声音也不怎么样。
But he had the flame of God in him.
但是在他里面有基督的火焰。
But if you look at them outwardly,
如果你看他们的外表
you pick King Saul.
你在那里好像就选扫罗王那个样子。
And now the Corinthians are fighting with each other. Who's better? Let's take a vote.
谁最好？我们选举一下。
Notice, I show you in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
在哥林多后书第二章的第十章的里面。
As he's talking about now some false apostles who are in Corinth.
就是讲到一些假使徒在哥林多。
He says in verse 7,
哥林多后书十章第七节里告诉我们
You are looking at things as they are outwardly.
你们是看眼前的吗?
I don't know exactly what the Chinese says.
Yeah.
But it means you just have an outward view.
就是说你们只是看外面。
Now how are you going to live the Christ life if you can't sense the inner witness?
你们怎么能够活出基督的生命如果你们只是看外面呢?
Now, what was Paul saying?
保罗在这里说什么?
Get rid of Peter and Apollos and vote for me?
把阿波罗跟彼得赶走，你们都拥护我。
This is what Paul said.
这是保罗说的。
Now, this is the opinion of a person in the Christ life.
这是一个在基督生命里面人的看见。
Verse 21 of 1 Corinthians 3.
哥林多前书三章二十一节这里说
You got it? 1 Corinthians 3 verse 21
哥林多前书三章二十一节
So then let no one boast in men For all things belong to you Whether Paul or Apollos or Peter Or the world or life or death Or things present or things to come All things belong to you And you belong to Christ And Christ belongs to God
所以无论是谁都不可拿人夸口因为万有全是你们的，或是保罗，或是亚波罗，或是基法，或世界，或生或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的。
Now God, is the head of the cafeteria, and He decides what you need to eat.
神是餐厅掌管的主，他决定你们今天吃什么。
I know some of you people every morning go up there.Saying, Dear Lord, could there please be congee this morning?
有人早上吃早饭的时候祷告说主啊请你预备一些稀饭给我吧。
But the cook has decided you're going to have eggs and ham.
这个厨师就觉得你们要吃火腿鸡蛋。
Now God says, I want the Corinthians to have the Christ life.
神说我愿意更多人有基督生命。
And the only way for them to have that fullness,
唯一的方法叫他们能够得到这样的丰满。
They gotta have three different sauces.
需要有三种的酱汁。
We want the Apollo sauce on our rice.
我们需要有亚波罗的汁浇在饭上。
We want the Peter meal.
我们需要有彼得的餐。
And we want the sriracha from the Apostle Paul.
我们也要有使徒保罗的那个辣酱。
Now that's a full meal.
这是全餐。
Paul says, you need Peter, Apollos, and Paul.
主说你需要亚波罗、彼得、保罗。
Why are you preferring one?
为什么你们只是偏爱一个呢？
You see what babes we are?
我们是多么的像婴孩。
Why is it that we are like that?
为什么我们喜欢这个不喜欢那个?
The Lord wants us to experience spiritual freedom, but we cannot as long as our flesh predominates in our life.
主愿意我们有属灵的自由，但是当我们的肉体在那里膨胀的时候，我们就没有办法得自由。
Our flesh is our decision. I want, I want, I want.
我们的肉体乃是说我要我要我要。
Although in 1 Corinthians 3, it's babies. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
在哥林多前书三章里就讲到这些都是婴孩给我给我给我吧。
And Paul has to say,
保罗在这里说
you have to realize,
你们要知道
that to come into the Christ life,
基督的生命
you're going to have to make a decision.
你们要做一个选择。
Are you going to live out of yourself, or are you going to live by the Spirit of God?
你们是靠着肉身而活呢，还是凭着圣灵而活？
Walk in the Spirit.
行在圣灵里面。
And you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
你就不能够满足肉体的情欲。
But we, being natural men,
我们这些属血肉的人
we wake up in the morning,
我们
a natural man.
我们早上醒起来，我们就是一个属血气的人。
Now, there's an occasional person who wakes up happy.
有的时候偶尔我们会这样。
Like the two-year-old child who kept you up all night. But they wake up in the morning happy.
这个两岁的小孩子他整夜在那里吵你，早上在那里睡着。
We have some very positive people.
我们早上有一些我们有很多人他们都是很看正面的事情。
They wake up in the morning, they say, good morning, honey.
早上非常乐观他说亲爱的早。
It's hard to take somebody like that.
这种人我受不了。
But most of us wake up singing Watchman Nee's song.
很多人早上起来唱尼托生的诗歌。
When I am in the natural man,
当我活在肉身的里面
Leave me alone.
你不要管我
I gotta go to work.
我要上班啊
I don't have time to read my Bible.
我没有时间读圣经了
Now we got these problems. I gotta make a call.
我有这么多的问题我还要打电话呀
Well, this is the way we start out.
这是我们早上起来的光
景 Just living out of ourselves.
就是我们活在自己的里面
Until we turn it over to the Lord.
直到我们把我们交在主的手中。
I try to tell young people it's like this.
我经常告诉年轻人。
Now you guys will understand this because it's freezing out here.
你们都明白，因为这里非常的冷。
Your life is like a lake.
你们的生活好像一个湖。
Now it's been a cold night.
是一个很寒冷的晚上。
Now you wake up in the morning.
你早上起来。
It's a little thin layer of ice on your lake.
在湖面上有一层薄的冰。
Now, if you don't break that ice, you won't live the Christ life.
如果你不能够破冰的话，你就不能够活出基督的生命。
Now, it's easier to stay under the ice of the natural man.
这个天然的人很容易活在这个冰的上面。
Do what you want.
你干你要干的事。
Do what you have to do.
做你要做的事。
But you hear a voice within.
但你里面听到一个声音。
Saying, rise up and pray.
说起来祷告。
Rise up and worship your God.
起来敬拜神吧。
Open the word a moment.
打开主的话。
You won't do it unless you break that ice.
你做不到除非你破这个冰。
And then the water of life can flow.
然后活水的
So we find we're always dealing with this natural man.
所以我们在这里一直看我们在与属血气的人在这里。
Now why doesn't God create us so that when we get saved we become perfect Christians?
为什么神造我们当我们得救以后为什么不把我们造成一个完美的人?
That sure would be a lot easier, don't you think?
那个我们的日子就好过一点。
Yeah, but you see, there's a problem.
这个有一个问题。
We're made in the image of God.
我们是照着神的样式造的。
And we have a free will.
我们有一个自由的意志。
He doesn't want to force you.
他不要强迫我们。
Every morning you wake up.
每天早上当你醒过来的时候。
God is sitting in that chair over in the corner.
主就坐在角落的凳子上。
He's waiting for you to come and have fellowship.
他等你来到他面前跟他有交通。
But he won't force you.
但他不强迫你。
He won't force you to live the Christ life.
他不强迫你活基督的生命。
You have to take that step of faith as you open the Bible and pray.
你要有信心的脚步打开你的圣经。
But because we have a free will,
因为我们有自由的意志,
we often tend to do what we naturally want to do.
我们经常做我们自己天然喜欢做的事情。
So Adam and Eve, they could have eaten the tree of life and lived the Christ life.
我们亚当夏娃他们应该吃生命树的果子和活基督的生命。
But they chose to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是他们却吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And to live by making their own decision.
然后他们就自作主张。
I am free.
我是自由的。
God can't tell me what to do.
神也不能够命令我干什么。
I'm free to shape my own life.
我自己要我成什么样子我都可以。
Now, in the Garden of Eden, that was what they thought.
在伊甸园里面,他们是这么想的。
And this was a lie that came right from the devil.
这是从魔鬼那里来的谎言。
First of all, you're not free.
首先,你们不是自由的人。
Because of sin, you're not free.
因着罪,你们就不是自由的人。
We looked the other day in John chapter 8.
我们那天看过约翰福音第八章。
And if you remember, the people who believed, the Jews, they had an argument going with Jesus.
在那里这些犹太人与耶稣有一个这样的争论。
It says in verse 31 of John 8,
约翰福音8章31节,
So Jesus said to those Jews who believed him,
耶稣对信他的犹太人说,
If you continue in my word, you're truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
你们若常常遵守我的道, 就真是我的门徒, 你们必晓得真理, 真理必叫你们得以自由。
Now the Jews love their freedom.
犹太人喜欢得到他们的自由。
When I went to Israel,
当我到以色列去的时候,
the tour guide told me,
那个导游告诉我,
there's the Knesset.
在那里是那个 Knesset.
That's like Congress.
那是他们的议会。
He says, if you have three people in the Knesset, you have four opinions.
如果你在那里有三个人在议会里面, 你就有四种的论调。
So when Jesus said, you'll know the truth will make you free, they said, what do you mean? I'm already free. I'm a child of Abraham.
当主耶稣说,你们若在真理里面,这个就你们就得自由。他们就说,你说什么?我们是神的儿女,我们有自由。
Jesus said, but you're bound to sin. Anybody who sins is a slave.
主说,你们被罪捆绑,任何人在罪中就是罪的奴仆。
Now the Jews are the ones that says, oh no, we're not.
犹太人说,我们不是。
And yet they were all slaves to sin.
其实他们都是罪的奴仆。
And they were reminded every day of the law, by the law that they were slaves to sin.
每天他们的律法提醒他们是罪人。
What do you mean? I'm free, I'm free.
但是他们在那里说我们自由。
That's the big lie today. You're free, you're free.
这是今天最大的谎言,你以为你有自由。
You're not free.
其实你没有自由。
You want to be free?
你要得自由吗?
Consecrate your life to the Lord. And his Christ's life will set you free.
把你自己完全的奉献给神, 让基督的生命释放你的自由。
Child of God, you've forgotten. You're hardwired to live by the life of God.
神的儿女们, 你们生下来, 神就要圣灵在你们里面, 装置在你们里面, 让基督的生命在你们里面活。
By the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的工作,
life is generated through our soul and body.
我们的生命就从我们的灵跟魂里面活出来。
So if you're willing to admit that you're a sinner,
如果你承认你是罪人,
and as you, if you come to Christ as your Savior,
如来到基督面前做你的救主,
now there's some truth that's very important to understand.
有一些的真理是我们一定要明白的。
And we see this in Romans chapter 6.
我们看罗马书第六章。
I know I'm tracking over very well-known territory.
我在这里讲的都是非常你们熟悉的这些的圣经。
But if you have come into Christ and you've been baptized into Christ,
如果你来到基督的跟前，你在主里面受浸。
You have been baptized into His death and raised up by His resurrection.
你借着受浸与他的死联合，也与他的活联合。
Now this is so important for Christians to understand.
这对基督徒来讲是非常重要，我们要知道的。
Are you crucified with Christ?
你与基督同钉十字架了吗？
Is your old man crucified?
你的旧人被钉十字架了吗？
Well, the facts are important.
和事实是非常的重要。
Let's just look at these three facts.
我们看这三个事实。
In Romans 6:6.
罗马书六章第六节。
We need to know this, that our old man was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
第六节，因为知道，这是我们一定要知道的，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Now there's two sides to this matter of being crucified with Christ.
在这里与主同钉十字架有两面。
The first is the objective side according to the word of God.
首先是在客观根据主的话来讲的。
And the second is the experience of it.
第二点乃是你主观的经历。
Now first we must stand on the truth of the word of God.
首先我们要站在神话语的真理放这一面。
If you have been saved,
如果你得救,
your old man was crucified with Christ.
你的旧人已经与主同钉十字架。
It happened 2,000 years ago.
这是两千年以前发生的事情。
It's already been done.
这是已经过程的。
You're not crucifying the old man. He's already crucified.
你不是再去钉你旧人的十字架，他已经与主同钉了。
Now, with that in mind, we come to verse 11.
由在这个基础上我们来到第十一节。
If by faith you accept that the old man's been crucified,
这样你们向着罪也当看自己是死的。
Then verse 11 says, even so reckon yourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
在信心的里面你这样信的时候就像十一节这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的向神在基督耶稣里就能看自己是活的。
Now, if you believe by faith in the word of God that you've been crucified with Christ,
如果你相信因着神的话你已经与基督同钉十字架
then by faith you can consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God.
同样借着信心你能够在这里相信向罪是死的向基督是活的。
Now, do you feel dead to sin?
你有没有感觉得到这一方面呢?
Do you feel alive to God?
你有没有感觉得到你向神是活的呢?
That's not what this is saying.
这不是这里说的。
It's not feeling.
这不是感觉。
This is the fact of the word of God.
这是神话语的实际。
You can count on it.
你可以这样来相信。
You can count on the fact that you're dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
你可以当看自己算自己看自己是死的向着神是活的。
As a result, verse 13.
因着这样就引出十三节的结果。
Because you're now alive.
因为你们已经死了。
Now you have a choice.
你们有一个选择。
Now do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
So that's the third part.
这是第三。
Now you're alive to God, what do you do?
你向着神是活的，是怎么回事呢？
Get up in the morning.
早上起来。
You hear the Holy Spirit say, "Tension!"
你听圣灵在这里说，请立。
Present your arms, your members, instruments of righteousness.
把你的肢体献给神做义的器具。
Now these arms will serve God.
你的双手是要侍奉神。
These legs will serve God.
这个你的双腿是要侍奉神。
This brain will serve God.
你的头脑要侍奉神。
The weakest part.
这是我们最软弱的地方。
By faith you present yourself as an instrument of righteousness for God's use.
因着信心把你的肢体献给神做义的器具。
Now that's the fact.
这是事实。
Of our crucifixion with Christ.
这是我们与基督同钉十字架的事实。
I've been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And when we live that way,
当我们这样活的时候，
we find a measure of victory in overcoming sin in our lives.
我们就在我们的生命里面看到得胜的生活。
But for those of you who know these scriptures,We may find some victory over certain sins, but we don't find victory over sin.
我们可以看到我们能够胜过某一些的罪恶，但是不一定能够胜过一些的罪。
So when I got saved, I used to smoke. 2 packs of Marlboro a day.
我刚刚得救的时候，我抽烟每天抽两包。
Thank God I got saved and I quit.
我得救了，我就戒了烟。
It was very hard.
不容易啊。
But I did it.
但
Praise God.
我成功了，感谢神。
Victory.
得胜。
But there is this thing in my nature called sin.
但是在我的里面有这个罪性。
And it has control over a lot of my life.
在那里辖制了我生命里面许多的东西。
What are we going to do about that?
我们怎么处理这些问题？
Now, I just want to remind you of something.
我愿意提醒你们。
Do any of you believe the Bible more than Paul?
你们信神的话比保罗信得更深吗？
Well, we have more of the Bible to believe today.
今天我们对于圣经我们有更多的认识。
But Paul came to see this revelation. The fact is we've been crucified with Christ. We are alive unto God.And we can present ourselves in service of God.
保罗在这里宣讲，我们已经与基督同钉十字架，我们向着神是活的，我们把自己献给他。
But he was having trouble living the Christ life.
但是他要活基督生命的时候，他有困难。
Even though he believed these things.
虽然他信这些的话。
Why?
为什么？
Paul was the same guy...Who said, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this sin?
因为保罗是那位说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Now he knew the facts of his crucifixion with Christ.
他认识与主同钉十字架的事实。
But still he was living and this wretched man kept defeating him from living the free Christ life.
但是他是那么的痛苦活在这个失败的里面。
Now, what happens to a Christian when they fail in sin?
当一个基督徒当他软弱犯罪的时候。
Now, Paul wanted to be the best that Jesus ever had as a servant.
保罗他要成为耶稣基督最好的仆人。
Do you believe that?
你信吗？
He wanted to be the best.
因为他要成为最好的。
But the more he tried,
但他越努力
，the more he felt chained to this body of death.
他就发现他自己被死来捆锁住。
He asked forgiveness, but still had problems.
他要求赦免，他还是有难处。
You see, that's why we have Romans chapter 7.
这是为什么有罗马书第七章。
Because even though we know the Bible basis of our crucifixion in chapter 6,
因为虽然我们认识。圣经里面讲的与主同钉十字架，罗马第六章。
Still, there is the work of the cross that must happen in our experience, including Paul's, to come into freedom on the other side.
但是我们还是需要十字架具体的在我们生命里面做工，叫我们得释放。
Now we're so thankful that Paul was willing to share this side of his life.
我们感谢神，保罗在这里。交通到他生命这一面的经历。
Nobody tried harder and nobody felt more condemned than our dear Apostle Paul.
没有人比保罗更觉得他是被定罪，他是那样的努力的。
Now why is it he couldn't find victory?
为什么他不能够得胜呢？
It goes back to the garden.
回到 伊甸园去吧。
To the big lie.
那个谎言。
The lie that you and I often believe.
今天你我都陷在这个谎言当中。
It's a lie that everybody knows.
是每一个人都知道的这个谎言。
They even made a children's book out of it.
哦，他是在连那个儿童的画报都这样写。
It's about the little train.
是讲到
It's going up the mountain.
那一个小火车。
And it goes,I think I can, I think I can, I think I can.
就是在那个一直咔咔咔咔的响，我认为我行，我认为我行。
Now that is you and I.
这就是你跟我。
I think I can.
我认为我行。
This is a lie. You can't.
这是一个谎言。
You
can't, 你不行。
You can't crucify yourself.
你不能够钉你自己十字架。
You can't defeat sin.
你不能够胜过罪。
Who do you think you are, Jesus?
你以为你是谁？你是耶稣吗？
Only Christ crucified defeated sin.
只有耶稣钉十字架击败了罪。
But as long as you say, I think I can, I think I can.
如果你一直说我想我行，我想我行。
If you do that, now God has a way of exposing you and showing you you can't.
如果你是这样想的话，神有一个方法来揭露你，你不行。
Now, how does he expose you?
他如何的揭发你，揭发你呢？
He's got a special piece of equipment. It's called the law.
他有一个特别的工具，叫做律法。
So Paul came to God and says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can.
我来到神面前说，我行，我行，我行。
So God says, okay, here's the law, Paul. Do not covet.
神说，律法在这里。
You remember what happened, Paul?
你记得什么事情发生吗？
Verse 7 of chapter 7.
第七章第七节告诉我们。
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin except through the law. For I would not have known about coveting if the law had not said, you shall not covet.
这样我们可说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因律法你们就不知何为罪，非律法说不可起贪心，我们就不知何为贪心。
But sin taking opportunity through the commandment produced in me coveting of every kind, for apart from the law sin is dead.
然而罪趁着机会就借着诫命叫诸般的贪心在我们里头发动，因为没有律法罪是死的。
Do you understand what he said?
你明白他这里讲什么？
Here's Paul. I think I can. I think I can.
我保罗在说，我想我行。
I'm going to be the most righteous Christian.
我要成为最公义的基督徒。
What should I do?
我要干什么呢？
Then the law says, do not covet, covet, covet,
covet. 律法说，不要这个，不可以做那个。
Now he never thought about coveting before that.
主在这里叫我们说。
But as soon as he heard,
不可贪心。
As soon as he heard do not covet, he coveted a TV, the BMW, and everything else our brother talked about.
你知道他叫他不可贪心，他就得到这个大的电视，达到那个宝马。
Now what is the law doing that?
律法在给说什么？
He goes on to say, the law is good.
他说律法是好的。
It brings us to the end of ourselves.
是把我们带到人的尽头。
Okay, you think you can? Go ahead.
你以为你行吗？你去试试吧。
Finally, you come back saying,I can't.
最后你来到主面前说我不行。
I thought I could not covet. I said, I'm not covet. And I end up coveting.
我说我不贪心，我不贪心，不贪心，结果我还是贪了。
Oh, as long as you think you can.
只要你以为你行。
You're going to be cooked by the law.
你就在律法底下你就。
And it goes on and talks about the law. It gets very involved, but basically, there's actually three laws working in you.
在您里面有三个律。
It's driving you crazy.
你要发疯了。
In your inner man, there's three laws.
在您里面有三个律。
He says, there's the law of my mind that agrees with the law of God. This is good.
他说我心里面有一个律，我同意神所讲的。
But there's another law warring in my members, and this law is the law of sin.
但是我里面有一个律，这个律就是罪。
So I say, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it, and I still do it.
我说我不干这个，不干那个，但是我还是干。
Now my mind says, don't do it.
我的头脑说 你不可以这样做。
But this law of sin says do it.
但是罪的律说去吧。
And sin wins.
罪得胜。
And then there's also this law of death in me.
但里面还有这个死的律。
Okay, I'm going to live righteous.
我要活出神的公义。
But everything within us, there is nothing good within us that is in our flesh.
在我肉体的里面一点良善都没有。
And even when I try to do good,
就算我要行善。
Why do I do good?
为什么我要行善呢？
I do good because I'm trying to prove, yes I can, yes I can, yes I can.
我要做这些善事为了要证明我可以，我可以。
I think I've told you my story before, but one of the things is that my father was a psychiatrist and he got saved.
我跟你们讲过，我的父亲是一个心理医生，他有一天得救了。
And he called me up because I got saved first. I was 6 months older than my father.
我比我父亲重生早六个月。
And he called me up after being a Christian for about 6 or 8 months.
我那个时候大概得救了六七个月。
He says, Dana, pray for me. I'm thinking of leaving psychiatry.
他就说 ,Dana, 你为我祷告，我想离开心理医生这行业。
I said, why? Why?
我说为什么呢？
He says, because all the good works I've been doing has been so I could be proud of myself.
他说我所做的这些成功的事情叫我觉得我自己很骄傲。
But I'm laying down my job.
但是现在我要放下我的工作。
If God wants me to be psychiatrist, I'll be God's psychiatrist.
如果神要我做心理医生，我要做神名下的心理医生。
But I know everything, all the good works I did was selfish, selfish, selfish.
但是我觉得我所做的一切的好事都是自私、自私、自私。
My father did many good works.
我父亲做了很多的善事。
And every time he says, it's like saying, look at me, look at me.
他每一次当他做成这些事情的时候，你看看我，看看我。
Long story short, he kept his job.
长话短说，他还是在做心理医生。
But God saw that he laid it down.
但是神看他他放下了自己。
We have this sin deep inside of us.
我们里面的深处有这个罪。
Until we are brought to the end of ourselves.
直到我们给带到自己的尽头。
We see that sin has a hold of us.
我们看到罪在那里抓住我们。
We cannot be set free.
我们不能够得释放。
It's an agony in your life.
在我们里面是这样的痛苦。
Now, I don't know if you've ever gone through that.
我不知道你们有没有这样的经历。
Now, I gave you this paper with Oswald Chambers' testimony.
我给你们这个张伯斯的那个见证。
I use this testimony because this is so common for servants of God.
因为我用了这个例子，因为在神的仆人身上是那样的常见。
Now this great man of God was very much used by the Lord.
这一位神的仆人，神大用他。
But in his own spiritual life, he went through 4 years of death.
在他个人的经历里面，他有四年之久一直在死亡的捆绑底下。
And God was even using him to convert souls, and yet he had no communion with the Lord consciously. The Bible meant nothing, he said, and he felt absolutely defeated.
神曾经在那个时刻用他拯救一些的灵魂，但是他自己觉得跟神没有一点意识上的交通，圣经甚至是枯燥的，他是在极大的败坏里面。
Now in that, if you have the copy, did you see the little section, the little poem he wrote?
你看到他写的那一首的诗吗？
All right. This is a poem he wrote. He's now a servant of God, preaching the gospel.
那个时候他已经是神的仆人，在那里传福音的。
But this is his struggle in Romans 7.
这是他里面好像罗马书七章的挣扎。
O Lord Jesus, hear my crying for a consecrated life.For I bite the dust in trying for release from this dark strife.
主耶稣听我呼求，为着奉献的生活，因靠自己一无所能，从黑暗权势里摆脱。
You know, this revelation that the law reveals to us of the depth of our sin.
这个启示，主叫我们看见这个罪在我们身上的瑕疵。
This going through this death process.
当我们经历了死因的幽谷。
Is a preparation for your living by a new law.
为的是预备好你去活在一个新的律里面。
Christians want to be good.
基督徒愿意做好。
That's the law of your mind.
这是你思想里面的律。
But you're carried along by the laws of sin and death.
但是你却被罪跟死带着你走。
There has to come a low moment in your struggle.
在你的挣扎里面你要下到低谷。
Where you say, I can't do it.
你就知道我不行。
You resign.
你辞职了。
I quit trying.
我不再去努力了。
I'm defeated.
我失败了。
And then there's resurrection.
然后有复活。
Now notice what Paul says in Romans.
保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们。
After he cries out about this death that has him chained.
当你在那里说死的捆锁。
And with a deep feeling of condemnation.
你在那里实在觉得是被定罪的。
He knew he couldn't please his Lord.
他知道他不能够讨神的喜悦。
Suddenly he says.
突然他说。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
第八章第一节。
There is there.For now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我们，使我脱离罪和死的律。
In the midst of his defeat,
在他失败的过程当中
，He took a step of faith.
他用了信心的功课。
Where did he step into?
他站在哪里
？Into Christ.
在基督里。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the laws of sin and death.
生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
When Oswald Chambers came to the end of himself,
当乔伯斯来到他生命的尽头
，He stood up before Christian people.
他站在基督徒的面前。
He says, "My life has been a sham. Unless God comes through, I have nothing further I can do."
他说，我的生命是那样的尽到败坏尽头。除非神进来，我就没有路走。
God set him free.
神叫他得释放。
You know George Mueller, who started this wonderful orphan work in England in the 19th century.
你知道穆勒在19世纪在英国做了孤儿院的释放。
He was a seminary student training for the Lutheran ministry.
他本来是一个神学生，在穆德会的预备中穆德会的牧师。
He would take his allowance and gamble all the money away.
他的零用钱都是通通赌掉的。
Like many Germans, he would drink beer all night long.
哦，好像所有的德国人每天晚上不停的喝啤酒。
He was a Lutheran preacher.
他是穆德会的牧师。
He was deep in sin.
他陷在罪的深处。
He went through such a crisis.
他进入这样的危机。
And then he met some saints.
然后他遇到一些的圣徒
，who just prayed and read the Bible.
他们只是读经祷告。
He got so hungry.
他里面非常的渴慕。
He got saved.
他得救了。
But more than saved.
不单只得救。
This was a crisis of a 21-year-old man.
这是21岁一个年轻人的危机。
And he discovered he was crucified with Christ.
他看到他已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because when you finally experience that, then you can experience the second part, which is, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
然后他就经历到第二点，如现今我活着，不是靠自己而活，乃是靠基督在我里面活。
Now this life of Christ that Paul discovered, I live, but he lives in me.
这一个经历乃是我活，是因他在我们里面活。
This life operates on a different law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
这一个生命是在不同的律里面，在我们里面来活。
When the flesh begins to get me down,
当肉体叫我完全的失败
，How can I get free from this bondage?
我如何从这一个捆绑里面得释放呢？
Set your mind on the Spirit.
你去把你的思想 停留在圣灵的上面。
And you will be set free from the flesh's power.
你就从肉体的律捆绑底下得释放。
Now in Romans 8, we see the story of a liberated Christ life.
在罗马书八章，我们看到这个得释放的基督生命。
Now, I know you didn't quite understand what I just said.
可能你们不太明白我讲的。
But he says, set your mind on the spirit and not on the flesh.
他说，如今你们要体贴圣灵，不要体贴肉体。
If I set my mind on the flesh, I just say, oh, I can't do that. I get negative about it. Well, I'm going to lose. I don't have the power.
如果我的心思是停留在我肉体的上面，我就说我不行，不行，我没有力量。
You set your mind on the things of the spirit.
因为如果你把你的心思停留在圣灵上面，体贴圣灵。
And you find the spirit within you giving you strength to mortify the deeds of the flesh.
你就发现圣灵在你里面给你力量，改变你肉体的活出。
Look at chapter 8, verse 12 and 13.
你看八章十二十三节。
So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. If you're living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，是顺从肉体活着。我们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
This Spirit enables you to live on resurrection ground.
这一个圣灵能够给你力量，叫你活在复活的地位上。
Now who mortifies the deeds of the body?
谁在那里改变身体的行为？
Who's putting that body to death?
谁把这个身体致死？
You?
是你吗？
It says, if you by the Spirit,
他说如果你们要靠着圣灵。
So is it the Spirit?
是圣灵。
Oh, there you see.
你看到吗？
It's you and the Spirit.
是你和圣灵。
Oh, did you know you're one?
你知道你跟圣灵是合一的吗？
The Spirit gives you the power to put to death these temptations.
圣灵给你能力，叫你致死这些的试探。
But you must be involved. You say, by faith, by the Spirit.
你要借着信心。
And you find victory over those sins that have been defeating you all of your life.
你就发现在你一直在那里胜过你的这些罪，你现在可以胜过它。
Now, there's too many people who have this testimony to go over today.
今天有太多的人有这样的见证，我们可以讲。
Oswald Chambers, we mentioned.
我们讲到张博士。
You know our brother Watchman Nee.
你讲到尼托生。
There's so many people.
有许多的见证人
came to the end of themselves.
当他们达到他们自己的尽头的时候
Have you been through Romans 7?
你有没有经历到罗马书第七章
Oh boy, that's a miserable place to live.
哦，那实在是一个非常痛苦的光景。
You're trying to be good, but you're failing.
你要行善，但是你却行不出来。
And what's the little train that's the problem?
就是那个小火车，你说我行我行那个声音。
I think I can, I think I can.
我想我行，我想我行。
That's you.
那是你。
You think you're separate from God.
你的想法跟神是分开的。
You think you can do anything separate from God.
你以为你离开神，你什么都行。
When you try, it's death.
当你在那里这样行的时候，你就进入死亡。
And so Romans chapter 7 is a swamp of self-centeredness.
所以罗马书第七章章里就是讲到一个自以为是、自以为中心的人。
Now Paul, in this one chapter, uses the word I or me 27 times.
把我在这一章里面用到我跟我的27次。
I can always tell when somebody comes to me to talk to me and they talk about I'm trying, but me, I. They're in Romans 7.
当有人在这里讲我的，我想怎么样的话， 他是在罗马七章的经历里面。
Now you try to share the word with them, but they don't want to hear the word because they want to hear about I, me, my, my, mine, I, me.
你要跟他讲话的时候，他不要听你讲的话，他只讲他自己。
My mother was an opera singer.
哦，我母亲是唱歌剧。
That's the way opera singers warm up every day.
哦，这是每天唱歌剧的人在那里暖身。
Every day I hear her downstairs, me, 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 me.
每天她在那里唱 me, 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 me.
As a Roman 7 opera singer.
是罗马书七章的歌剧演唱家。
Oh, if they could only understand, you can't do anything.
你要明白，你什么都不行。
You're done.
你完了。
He,
他
attached to you.
连在你上面。
Spirit of God.
圣灵
will liberate you.
叫你都释放。
And overcome those sins that have beset you for years.
胜过那些捆绑你多年的罪。
Plus,
并且
you'll stop condemning yourself.
你不再定自己的罪。
I'm a miserable wretch.
Oh,
I'm a failure.
我是一个失败者。
I'm no good.
我不行啊。
Now, all that's true.
这是真的。
Why focus on it?
但是你不要光看这些。
What's your focus supposed to be?
你要看什么？
I'm crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
You know how you can tell somebody's been crucified with Christ?
你看到一个人怎么叫做他与基督同钉十字架呢？
They no longer sing the opera song.
他们不再唱那一出的歌剧。
You're still alive as an old man. I think I can. If you're still saying, I am no good, I am a failure, just stop it.
你如果你在那里说，哦，我不行。但是你一直在说我失败，我怎么样？你要停，你要不要这样想
？Let the law of the liberty of the Spirit rise up and lead you through victory.
要叫你得释放圣灵的律，救你，叫你真正的得自由。
And so there's many books out about the Christ life.
有许多的书讲到基督的生命。
One of the great books that was written.Was written by a man named Evan Hopkins.
有一个很出名的人 Hopkins 写了这一本叫我们得释放的书。
Now he was one of the great speakers in the Keswick Conventions in England.
他是在英国开西聚会的一个出名的讲员。
His famous book.
他出名的一本书。
The Law of Liberty in the Spiritual Life.
在属灵生命里面得释放的律。
Are you living by the law of liberty?
你是活在得释放的律里面吗？
By the Holy Spirit?
借着圣灵。
Then you can say, Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
你就说现在活着的不再是我，如今在肉身活着，是因着神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍命。
There's a few things that I'd like to see and wish I could go back in history.
有一些话我愿意讲的，如果能够回讲一些历史的话。
You know, I've never been to mainland China.
我从来没有去过中国大陆。
Now, in my earlier days, I wanted to go because I wanted to go to Shanghai.
因为我早年我想去中国，因为我要去上海。
Because I wanted to go to Hardoon Road.
因为我要去看看哈同路
，see where Brother Nee and the Saints and our Brother Stephen Kong and all where they used to meet。
我要看看以前倪弟兄、江弟兄他们在那里聚会的地方。
But now everybody tells me there's no more Hardoon Road。
有人告诉我哈同路已经不在了。
This little place has been swept away to some huge buildings。
现在这个地方已经拆了，盖了一个大楼。
Shanghai so changed you can't even see what that old place is。
上海现在改变得很厉害，你一个旧地方你找不到了。
But I wish I could have been there。
但我希望我曾经去过。
When Brother Nee ran down Hardoon Road saying, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead.
当尼弟兄从哈同路楼上跑下来说我死了我死了我死了。
He came to this moment.
他来到这个光
景。And he was set free.
他得释放。
Now did he sin after that?
他之后有没有犯罪呢?
Yes.
当然有。
And anyone who says they don't sin is deceived.
如果任何人说他不再犯罪，他是在这里欺骗你。
But there is a basic victory over sin that comes when the Christ life is exchanged for the self life.
但是，当那一刻，基督的生命在你的里面 做你的生命的时候，那个有一个基本上的改变。
Now all of us who want to live the Christ life.
每一个当我们要活基督生命的时候，
You know you're going to go through such a way of the cross.
你要经历十字架的过程。
Things will be exposed in your life. Your failures will be real.
在你生命里面有一些事情要被揭幕，你的失败要再给被显明出来。
Because this deep-seated sin, I am somebody. I can do something for God.
因为在你里面那个深入那个罪的种子在那里说，我是一个人物，我可以干这些，我能够做这些。
Even when you say something like that, who does it sound like?
当你在这里讲这些话的时候，你像谁？
Remember Isaiah 14?
你记得以赛亚十四章吗？
What did Satan say?
撒旦在那里说什么？
I will be like God.
我要与神同等。
I will have a throne like God.
我要与神的宝，神有神的宝座。我可以做。
You know, Satan is still deceived by that lie. He thinks he can beat God.
你知道，撒旦也被这个谎言来欺骗，他认为他可以战胜神。
He's deluded.
他是在那里给迷惑了。
He still fights.
他在那里还在那里征战。
He thinks there's something he can do.
他以为他能够做一点什么。
Now what can you do about your Christian life?
在你基督徒的生命里面你能够做什么呢？
By faith, step into Christ.
借着信心站在基督里。
Claim the truth of that word.
接受他话语的真理。
Let's just read those few verses in Colossians to end.
我们愿意读哥罗西书来结束。
This is what you do, Colossians 3.
哥罗西书三章。
Now, if you've been raised up with Christ, now seek the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
三章第一节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth, for you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Set your mind on the things above.
你们要思念上面的事。
Set your mind on the Spirit, not on things of the flesh.
你们要思念属圣灵，不要思念你的肉体。
This is your free will.
这是你的自由意志。
You have a choice now.
你有这样的选择。
You can set your mind toward flesh or set your mind toward spirit.
你可以思想要体贴肉体，你还是要体贴圣灵。
If you want the Christ life,
如果你要基督的生命，
you go right through Calvary.
你经过十字架。
I'm dead and my life is hid with Christ and God.
我已经死了，我的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
May the Lord help us to live the Christ life.
求主帮助我们活出一个基督的生命。
Our Father, we thank you for the word of the truth as to who we are in Christ.
父，我们谢谢你的话叫我们看到我们是在基督里的真实。
Oh Lord, lead us to Calvary.
把我们带到十字架的跟前。
Where all of this truth is worked out.
让这一切的真理能够在我们身上活出来。
Where death leads to resurrection.
哦，我们从死把我们进带到复活里面。
Where his overcoming life is discovered.
哦，让这个得胜的生命在我们身上叫我们能够了解。
Have mercy upon us, O Lord.
主啊，怜悯我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。